Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. But today is a brisk day, beautiful just the same. Enjoy the cool weather. Yes, yes, yes. We just want to tell each and every one of you we love you. We really do. We send you lots of love and hugs and thanking you for being there wherever you are today. To our friends over in the UK, we want to thank you, especially Pastor Sydney. We thank God for you too, Pastor Lloyd over in Canada. We just thank God for you and our friends all over in the Caribbean islands and those that listen from St. Thomas and this other one, praise God, Ghana, I believe it is, wherever. Man, I got countries and states mixed up sometimes, you know. Don't forgive me. Don't hold it against me. But we want to thank God for you listening and sending us greetings of how you enjoyed it also. We thank God for you. Even those that call once in a while from California and in Argentina also. We send our greetings to those that are in the earthquake area, those that can still hear the broadcast. We send greetings and we are praying for you. Yes, we are praying for every one of you in the name of Jesus. And we trust that God will move immensely in your area today. We thank God for you. Now we're going to pray for a few people today. Oh, so glory be to God. We are praying also for the Sayers family, S-A-I-R. I trust I'm pronouncing it right. Had death in their family. We're praying for them today in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy blessing to them right now, Lord. Console them in the hour of bereavement. And, Lord God, we want to keep holding them up, Father God, that they will get through all of this at this time. Father, we also have a consolence to Earl Wallace in New York. We send them to him also, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, that you bless their family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, watch over them as they go through, Father, and lift them up, Father. Encourage them in some way in Jesus' name. And we thank you for today, God. We thank you for touching the Dawson family, Lord God. Oh, Father, that had death in their family. Father God, we ask you to touch and deliver them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch Keto, Lord. Touch Keto. Is on their way back to, he go back and forth every day for traveling mercies. Keto on traveling mercies. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch Keto right now in Jesus' name. See, you can ask for prayer for anything. You know, what are you concerned about? You know, you could not make it where you're going, but you thank God for giving you the strength and asking for prayer to help carry you along to and fro. Wouldn't you do that? I know I would. Bless God. We thank God for the visit from Cheryl. We thank God for that, and we praying for her continued for to come back again. It was a pleasure. We thank God for that. And those of you that don't think it's robbery, come and visit us sometime at the Church, you know, we thank God for you. Visit me on the phone, you know, 347-857-3925. Just pay us a little visit. Give us that little call and let us know that you're thinking about us and you want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Isn't that all right? Ah, yes, yes, yes. We praying also for Raquita McGrath. I believe I'm saying it right. Raquita McGrath, we're praying for her that has been deployed. We don't know the spot that she's been deployed to, but we're praying for her safety, that God will keep her in the palms of his hand through whatever she has to endure. Isn't that right? And all the soldiers, those we know, those we don't know. We have a few young ones over there that graduated from our church and graduated from high school, and they just kept going. There's some in the Marine, then some in the Navy. And we pray for them also, their safety. Also, that God will keep their mind. Don't let them, they have a habit when they get out, they start to going astray. You know, they want to do everything else but what they were taught. But we're asking God to keep in mind, keep him in mind, in their minds, okay, so that they can get through whatever they have to go through. That's my prayer for them today, right? Praise God. It doesn't matter. They don't keep up with us. Maybe they so busy they can't, you know. Praise God, having fun, you know. Hallelujah. My God, you know how young people are. They'll start having fun. They forget everything. But we're still praying that God will have free course in their life. I love them, and, you know, I really am concerned about them, you know, praise God. Now we're praying for the Williams family. The mother's in a coma on life support, and we're praying for the Williams family right now. Father, in Jesus' name, stop by and see that family right now. See that mother, God. Lord God, let them know today that you are always near. All they need to do is just speak the word right now. Talk to you about this situation, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. She's on life support, but long as she's on life support, she's still breathing. And there's always that chance, God, that she may, Lord, come out. There's always the chance she will be healed. And we're praying, Lord, for your will to be done in this case, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch all the pastors right now, Father God, that have needs, God, and going through different things in their ministry, Lord, in their personal life also, the lack of it, whatever it is, God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch them today. Encourage them in some way, Father, to continue and to hold up the blood-stained banner. Oh, we thank God for that today. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for everyone that's here today, and I thank God for Deacon Mike, and I thank God for Sister Di. Oh, yes, amen. Praise God. We thank God for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Should we turn them loose or not? You know, praise God. You know, we think about it. We'll think about it. All right, praise God. Let me just give you, I'm reading something from Helen Keller, you know, today, you know, book. I have book of about Helen Keller and some of her writings, you know, a great woman of God, you know, that God had used. And it goes as thus. I'll start with faith. Faith is mental perception of what is good, together with a steady endeavor to live despite all obstacles. Faith teaches us to use our talents to the fullest extent, however slight they may be. Faith is a responsibility for us as well as a privilege. Did you hear that today? Get hold of that. Faith is mental perception of what is good, together with a steady endeavor to live despite all obstacles. Faith teaches us to use our talents to the fullest extent, however slight they may be. Faith is a responsibility for us as well as a privilege. So govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. I tell you, I'll be telling you some more, get you some more reading from Helen Keller. You know, praise God, hallelujah. You know, she was a woman of faith, you know. What about you? What about you? Are you going to avoid the privilege that God has given you? Faith, faith. Yes, yes. Yes, no matter what happens. We may deal with a little bit of that today, but we may use it in another term. Bless God. Today we're going to start with Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Praise God, praise God. Yes, excuse me, I'm up to my glasses or my eyes. I read so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to talk about a little bit about that. You're going to use your faith today. Thank you. We're going to use your faith today. But we start in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and at the 10th verse, 18th chapter, 10th verse, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Hallelujah. You know, we could stop there, and I tell you, that can cover a lot of ground. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. So when we talk about a strong tower, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with the possibility you may be under attack. The enemy may be attacking you from the north, south, east, and the west. From every area, every angle of your life, there he is. And my. He's right there trying to attack you. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. I may, you know, read a little bit about this story that I ran into. It's very interesting. It's about a man named Martin Niemöller. And he was a former U-2 boat captain, and he was among those in Germany who spoke out against Hitler. That's a long time ago now. Predictably, he was arrested and imprisoned. En route to face his accuser in court, he was walking through an underground tunnel when he heard these words. That's when he heard the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and it's safe. Now, if you're in that predicament, you're going to say, okay, what does that mean? You would have said that, huh? Well, the man was shocked. Now, there was nobody around when he heard the voice, all right? And I thought about that. I say, now, you know, we take God so lightly, And when we get in trouble, we don't understand how he do things, you know, because we want him to save us right then, you know, just take me out of this mess I'm in. You see what I'm saying? Now, he didn't see nobody. He didn't know who said that. He didn't know God had spoken to him audibly. And in the end, it didn't matter because God used his word to strengthen and encourage one of his own. Now, that's what God does for us. This is what we're going to talk about that, But when this man, this is what happened. They took him, put him in prison. All right, he was in prison. But because of those words, what happened was in prison, there was a man that a prison guard who was a Christian, okay, when he got there to the prison guard. And he knew the inside and out of the tunnel, so he thought that, you know, the man heard a whisper when they was praying or said something and it came through the wall and all that. Day. But the man was acquitted. See, now God was encouraging him at that time. You see what I'm saying? Do you see God wait the last minute? And I think that why he wait the last minute, because he taking you all the way to the edge, and you about to give up. You about to give. You notice that whenever things happen, you can't see no way. Look like it's day in and day out, the same thing over and over, and you're going through hell and high water. You don't know which way to turn. And look like God ain't nowhere to be found. He don't hear you. You praying and crying out to him, and oh, you're doing everything you can do to get God to move, and you think you have faith, and ain't nothing happening. But God waited to the last minute. Now, this man, God waited the last minute. They acquitted him. They acquitted him. Did you hear what I'm saying? But they still imprisoned him for 7 years, another 7 years. See? Now, you would say, that is crazy, ain't it? How you going to acquit me and then you're going to imprison me? Don't even make sense. Do it make sense? God don't have to make sense. You know what? He can take the most complicated thing and work it out. See, that's the thing when you trust him. See, you got to trust him. So the prosecutor asked, how can we imprison a man who's been acquitted? You want to know what Hitler replied? Because he's my personal prisoner. My personal prisoner. Now, let me tell you what Jesus said. Let me tell you what Jesus said in Matthew. Now, let me run over here to Matthew right quick and tell you what he said. Lord, have mercy. Now, what the Hitler say, he's his personal prisoner, right? But listen what Jesus said. It's in the red in Matthew, the fifth chapter, he said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And he says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecute they the prophets which were before you. Nothing strange, nothing strange. See, whatever you're going through today, when the devil attack you, you don't have anything to fear, But when you trust God, he got a strong tower right there for you, a safety zone. There's a place of safety that you are to hide. You can be. God hides you in that. You see what I'm saying? He placed you there carefully, And he encourages you to stand fast in the liberty which has made you free. You stand fast in that. And this man had to do that. You see? He had to do that. And when he done that, God rewarded him, didn't he? He rewarded him. He have nothing. Listen, I ain't got nothing to worry about. I heard the word. Can you say that today? This is why he say hide his word in your heart that you won't sin against it. When that time come of persecution come against you, everything go against you, everybody go against you too. You ever been in a situation where people just don't like you, don't care how you do it, the way you do it, or what, how, they just don't care how you do it. You can even grieve with them and they still ain't going to like you.
Come on now.
You ever seen that?
Come on.
Man, you know, once upon a time, I say, well, God, what am I here for? You ever ask God that, what you here for? Because it looked like for over 30 years, as I can really know of, things was intense in my life, and it was always bad. It wasn't nothing good, Holly. The only good thing about it, I was alive. And at times then, you didn't really want to be alive. See, you don't know what's going on. You don't have this, that, or the other, what you feel like you need. But, see, the whole time, all the years of suffering, even suffering up until you get married and leave away from home and everything, you still be suffering. You get some raggedy mango seed men, and you get them, and you still going through, and then the friends don't like you, and your family don't like you. Man, you say, God, what am I here for? Am I here for all this suffering? Is nobody should have to go through all this? You know, I've asked myself that many times, and I've asked God. I say, God, what is wrong with me? See, I didn't go blame God. Now, hello. See, put the blame on yourself. What is it I'm doing? What am I not doing? What can I do better? You go through that remnant and you say, well, God, I must be no good because you ain't taking care of me, you ain't seeing about me, and I'm going through so much misery, and I'm crying and whining and complaining. You know, doing all those things. And you know what I found out after years of going through? You know what he told me about my complaining? Huh? I wasn't having faith. I was complaining. I was praying. I was fasting. I was praying. You hear what I'm saying? And still nothing happened good. So what happened after all those years? He just let me go whining and complaining, complaining and whining. My God, you don't do that. And you let him have this, and he got all this money. And I ain't got none, and I got to live homeless. And, oh, I just whined and complained to God. Can you imagine? He probably put cotton in his ears. For me going whining and complaining so much. And it took years to find out. He tells me that you're complaining all the time. You're not praying to me and having faith in me. See? You're not having faith in me. You study complaining about the situation, everything around you, the people and all of that. It ain't the people, it's you. I put the people there because I'm taking you through a process of growth. I need you to grow up. I need you to open your eyes and see who I am, what I am to you, what I can do for you and will do for you. But you're not seeing what I want you to see. You see it in front of your face when you read the scripture, but it's not doing what? It's not calculating in your brain. Or in your heart. And when he gave me the truth like it was, you know, God had to just do it, you know. Do I gotta do you like that? Sometimes he just have to go and just audibly, like he did this man, audibly speak to you. So you can get it, because you seem like he keep talking to you, speaking to you through your word, your heart and everything, and you still ain't got it. You still whining. You still complaining. Now, you under attack and you complaining. How you going to whip the devil? If he give you power over all the power of the enemy, instead of you using that power, you complain. Now, think about it. Every time you read Ephesians 6, he tells you to do what? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand what? Against the wiles of the devil, against the attack of the enemy. You know he has given it to you, that armor to put on from head to toe, cover you completely where you are totally covered and protected. Huh? When attack come, it cannot harm you or hurt you because you have the entire garment on. That weapon of war is on you, and he cannot hurt you because God said you are his battle axe. He uses you in the time of the battle. Huh? You have the words there to cut the devil down, to cut him out, and then again he tells you that you ought to do what? Resist the devil. Both obey God, then you resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But instead of doing that, we complain and murmur and carry on and act like we crazy, you know, and then they just know God. Huh? Now you read it, you go to church all the time, and you read the book, you say you read it, you might be reading it like me with your eyes closed. That means you can't see nothing. You read the words just like you read the funny papers. But it's not doing what? Calculating. It's not opening up your understanding. It's not bringing you to life. As long as you're murmuring, complaining, you are not alive. You become alive through faith. You come alive when God has registered his word so in you that you cannot forget it. You will not forget it, but he will be that strong tower. Huh? And because you run into it. You're running into it now because your eyes are open. You're running into it now because your heart is open. Hmm? Do you get the picture? Do you see what I'm talking about? Because God wants to do these things for us. He wants to open up things for us that we can have free course. We don't have to live any kind of way. Hmm? Let me tell you. When you're faithful in God and believe in him, what happens? Something happens. Something always happens. All I can tell you, something always happens. Every time something happens. What did he tell you? This is what he tell you. How you do it? Huh? When you're under attack, listen what he says. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed, Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, he done set something before you before you. Run to it. Hear what I'm saying? Run to it. Don't walk. Don't lag behind, but run to it. Because it's there. Lay aside all that your thoughts. Let's put it this way. You know, you know me. I think this, and you know I think that. Who told you to think? Hmm? Who told y'all that? You don't need to think of nothing. Just do what God say do. And I tell you one thing. When I was reading earlier, praise God, I sometimes read so much I can't hardly see when I start. But I was just reading, and I was reading a lot in this, in Timothy. Huh? And to let you know, Paul was always under attack, wasn't he? When you begin to read and he's talking about the attacks on him, my. I wonder if the church of today could stand through these things. Huh? Do you think you could stand through these things? I don't think so. Because it is so much to be going on. Hmm? Let's read a little bit of it and see what he say here. Let me start at 12th verse and say, let me start at 11. Persecution, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord, hear what he say, delivered me. Hmm? Persecutions, afflictions. He had all these things, he said, but he endured. Hmm? He said, the Lord delivered him out of them all. Oh, my God. Don't you want God to deliver you too? Don't you want him to deliver you too today? He delivered him from them all. But listen, we're going to read a little bit. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Whatever God has taught you, what you learned by God, how to stand. What did Ephesians 6 say? Hmm? After all you done stand, you stand anyhow. See? there come a time your legs are getting weak and you feel like your knees about to buckle under you from the pressure of things that you have to endure. But know what you've learned. What have you learned through Christ? What did Paul say? He done endured all the persecution and affliction, but the Lord delivered him from them all. In other words, when you have learned that word, hold that word to your heart, and when you go through so much trials and tribulations and whatever and people and craziness and odd stuff like that's going on in the world now, after all of that, you know you are under an attack. And you cannot say the devil don't attack me, he don't attack me because I'm holy. Of course he's going to attack you because you say you holy. Didn't he attack Jesus when he went in the wilderness? Jesus was hungry and thirsty and all that, and he told him all what he'd give him if he just, you know, bowed down and worship him, you see? But what Jesus had learned in his time from his father, get behind me, I'm only supposed to do what? The word. Continue in the word. Because I'm assured of what God has already told me, what I've learned from him. You can be assured of it today. This can happen for you. It can happen to you. Because of what? Because God has promised you that he was going to bring you through. Now, all through the scripture, he be telling you what to do. This is what he was telling Timothy. And when you go over in the fourth chapter, what he tell Timothy to do. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at all at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. God called you to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. See, that word that he called you to preach requires what? Longsuffering. Longsuffering. You're going to have to suffer long. See, nobody told me that. Nobody broke that down to me. So I just went about a whining all them years. Wasted time. I call it wasted time. When God could have been working wonders in my life, I was wasting time. See, I was praying. I ain't going to tell you. I was praying day in and day out, and day, night after night, day after day, fasting and praying. But it wasn't doing any good because I was whining and complaining. Do you get the picture? Do you get it? So this is what happened. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they keep to themselves teachers having itching ears. They don't want to hear you, preachers. They don't want to hear you. They want somebody to tickle their ears, tell them something good. But what is it that the preacher do? To teach you the word, to get you in line with the word of God so that you can meet God when he called you. You see? Now, he never said there wouldn't be no trouble, did he? He never told you that. But he told you he'll be with you always, even to the ends of the world. He's going to be with you through those dark hours. He's going to be with you when everybody turn against you, when you're afflicted and you're hurt and you're in pain and suffering of some sort, mental anguish or whatever you're going through, he's with you. Every time the enemy attack you, he's with you. Why? Because the righteous, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That makes the difference. Do you get the picture? See, I feel like a lot of us suffer needlessly. I know there's some scriptures say that, you know, this and that and the other, and people will try to counteract all of that, but it's still, I'll stand on the pages of faith. I'll stand on that. Trust God, he'll bring you through. Yes, you got to go through it. And sometimes you don't make the grade. Sometimes the test be so hard, you kind of fail, and you have a little doubt now and then. But that doubt should not just be all the time. Do you get the picture? That doubt should just come and go. Just like it came, it gone. Because what? Jesus showed up. The word showed up. In time, just when you was fixing to make that jump off of that bridge, the word showed up and showed you, I'm still with you. Don't be afraid. Isn't that what he tell you? Don't be afraid. I'm with you. And when you hear that word coming from the Lord, that makes the difference from you jumping or stepping off the edge of that bridge. See, because that attack was so great. See, the enemy don't care how he attack you. He's either going to attack you before your blessing or after the blessing. He's going to attack you. So you might as well get ready for it. And why would you allow him to get the victory? When God has already told you, you are the victor. He has made you. He told you he made you an overcomer. If he's made you an overcomer, you don't go and jump in with the devil. You don't throw in the baton with the devil and say, I'm going to ride with him. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to roll with him, as you said today. You're going to roll with the devil and all his little imps. You see what I'm saying? Do you get it? God has always had a plan. And when you read about Paul and then he sent these words and letters to Timothy and all of the other preachers in the Bible he sent them to, and it's for our benefit to see that he was a man afflicted just like you are. He had problems just like you do. But he's showing you what? How, when you are attacked, how to come through it, how to get out of it. And it's not to harm you or mock you or keep you paralyzed the rest of your life. See, God has a way for you to escape whatever come in your life and whoever come in your life. Sometimes we invite people that look good. Sometimes we invite people that got plenty of money. And when we go with these people that got plenty of money and we get long there down the road a bit, we say, well, Lord, I didn't know they was like this. Well, what did you think? Just because they had money that they were for you? It's like that song, old song, say they smile in your face, but the black backstabbers. That's what they are. And see what they want to do, take your place. Huh? That's why they stab you in the back. Huh? That's what they want to do. But what you got to do is know that you're on the attack, and when you're on the attack, what you got to word? Huh? Now, he said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Say, Jesus. Huh? Lord, I need you. I'm on the attack. But you got to take courage. You got to have something on the inside of you to fight with the enemy. Don't just let him take over. You know, there's another songwriter, I think, say, don't give the devil a ride, because when you give him a ride, he want to drive. See? He want to take over. When you give him space in your life, then he takes over. Now you got demonic spirits dancing around you all the time. Everywhere you go, they are attacking you and feeding you with with all types of unclean things, like this person here is against me, and I found out everybody ain't against you. The devil just manifests things to you to keep you from going where God wants you to go and keep you from doing what he called you to do. I found out when he attacked your body and afflict your body and everything, he's trying to cripple you to the point where you cannot do what God called you to do. But you say, I told you, confess this, devil, you can fight all you want to, cripple me. Long as I got a mouth, I'm going to talk about Jesus. See? Now, if you can't do that, you can't talk, you got a pencil and a piece of paper, start writing. See, because there's always a way to defeat him, to not to let him get the victory. You think about that young lady that she's a Christian, Erica Totter, I think that's her name. Tony Totter. I think that's her name. Joni. I got it now. Joni. Okay. She was injured. Diving in a swimming pool. She has been handicapped for all these years. And she's in a wheelchair, can't use no part of her body. There. But the woman was encouraged. She paint pictures, write books, using her teeth. And people will say she'll never get married. But guess what? God blessed her with a husband that stand right by her side, help her do whatever he can for her. Still by her side after all these years. She was under attack. So she goes from country to country places and all doing what she can for the Lord, helping other people. Less fortunate than you. And you'd say, well, who can be in it? Walking around. She can't walk. She can't do nothing for herself. Well, God give her help. Lots of help. Lots of help. But she still do what God called her to do. She didn't let that stop her. Are you going to let your headache stop you? Your blood pressure, just about all black people got high blood pressure, suffer with blood pressure, high blood pressure, taking pills.
Thank you, Jesus.
But do they let that stop them? Or are you going to let it stop you? You got half of America is a diabetic. A lot of them are doing. Look at Patti LaBelle. She's a diabetic. But guess what? She ain't stopping. She's still doing. She's still cooking up something. Look at Halle Berry. She was a diabetic. Well-known movie star. See what I'm saying? Just because you're under attack, just because the enemy has attacked some part of your body, does not mean that you give up and drop dead and lay out and I can't do nothing and you can't get to church because you're sick. And how a lot of people sick. I see Mother Miriam get to church and she ain't got a leg. Her leg is off and her hand is off, but she get to church. And she's a diabetic, too. She get to church. She ain't got no... She said, I want to go. Is somebody going to get me up here and put me in this chair? I'll go. And I look for any day for her to roll down the street by herself. Because she's a determined person. You see what I'm talking about? She's a determined person. She said, I'm not... You know what, you look at your life this way. I done let the devil stop me long enough. I'm not going to let him stop me anymore. See, start getting radical. You get radical, I ain't letting you stop me no more, devil. I'm going and I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do what I can do for God. That's what I'm doing. I don't care how I got to do it. I don't care what people say about me. Say anything they want. See, when I got my walker, somebody made a comment. Tell me, what you doing with the walker? I say, using it. What you think I'm doing with it? Rather than injure my limbs anymore, back and limbs, I need something to help support it, because if I can ruin them where I can't move at all. I'll let you stop me, because I roll right on in the church and preach the word too. You see? Do whatever God tell me to do because of this here. You see? I know he attacked me. He's been attacking me just about all my life with something or another, one thing or another, he's been attacking me. Do you think I'm going to let it stop me now? I done come too far. See? Come too far. You and you. What is he doing to you now? Huh? What excuse do you have to keep from doing what God called you to do? Well, you know, I have to stay home, you know, and do this and do that. And I can't, you know, I can't go because of this. You're allowing too many things to come in play in your life to stop you from doing what God called you to do. And you say, well, I'm done and I'm staying home. He didn't tell you to stay home. Hey, I can pray at home. How much prayer are you going to do at home? You either on the phone, running your mouth, complaining, arguing. You're doing something that you shouldn't be doing, you don't have to be doing, when you could be out helping somebody else. Encourage them. Say, listen here. It's all right to say, listen, I know you're ashamed and you got pride and everything and you want everything low-key. You want nobody to know you're sick. Well, they're going to know you're sick if you drop dead. Well, you was sick. Sorry about that. Praise God. See, we do crazy stuff. And we expect God to say, okay, baby, stay on home. Because somebody told you, well, you don't have to go to church every day to be saved. Well, I tell you one thing, you need to be to church, because when you stay out, you become weak and the devil have chance to play with you. And tell you all kind of things that are not right. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but he tell you all kind of things, and he start the dwelling in your house. You invite him in because I ain't going to church, because I'm not going to church every day. Well, that's why you like ears, because you don't go. You should be with those of like mind that you're able to hear testimonies of how God brought them through. You're able to have somebody pray for you and all of that. Let that anointing, you say, well, I don't feel no anointing when I get to church. You sure don't, because you ain't bring none. You say you mad, I'm mad with the devil, so you let the devil fool you. See? And that's why you're attacked. So now you don't even have your weapons with you. You don't have your Ephesians 6 weapons on you. And he gonna wreak havoc with you. Yes, he do. You can look at people's faces. The faces change. The color of the face change. Expression, they ain't got no smile. They don't smile. They're so serious. Mm-hmm. They want you to think they're holy because they don't smile. I don't know. What do you say? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what I hear the Bible say. He told us to do what? To rejoice, didn't he? Even in tribulation, rejoice, didn't he? Why are you going to come somewhere looking, well, I'm coming in cause so they don't mess with me because I'm looking bad. I'm going to look mad so they don't mess with me and call on me to do nothing. You know what you're doing? You're fixing yourself for hell. When you make that statement, you're fixing yourself for hell. Because it ain't about who in the church say what. It's about what God told you to go to that church and do. See, that's what it's about. Ain't got nothing. Hey, all they're doing is doing what God called them to do. You're supposed to get there and do what you're supposed to do. You don't do it under duress. You don't do it under the way you, I just came. Child, I ain't going to that church no more. Well, don't go. And we tell you, the pastors also, don't go looking for them no more. You done talked to them, preached to them, prophesied, and did everything else for them. Did all you can to help them. And when you, after you finish helping them, they think they the big hen bitty. Then they want to go off and lay some Boston eggs. I don't like play games. I don't like playing games. Not with God's business. This is too serious. And it's winding down, people, and I'm going to let somebody say something. And it's winding down. Things are winding down fast, very fast. You know, before the end of this year, things could be done wind down even more so, will be winded down even more so. Things are happening. Huh? Things are happening. Think about that supermoon. The last time it appeared was when Israel became a nation. Now it appearing again. Now, 70 years later. Think about something is up, and it all revolves around Israel. Think about it now. Now, you experts, you highfalutin people that look it up and read it, and then you tell me about it. See? But you ain't watching. Hear what I'm saying? Huh? See, this, you get attacked because you don't watch. You get attacked because you want to be somebody you not. Do you get the picture here today? Be who God called you to be and don't try to be nothing else but that. Stop the pretense. Stop the faking stuff. Stop all of that. Start saying, I don't want nothing fake no more. I don't even want no fake crab meat. Huh? Fake fish, tilapia. Fake tilapia. You want, you like all that fake stuff. Well, it's cheap. Everything cheap ain't good. Huh? Sometimes you have to spend some money. And stop. Listen, why wouldn't you, what, don't you love your stomach? I'm going to leave that alone. Leave y'all food alone. Let me leave your food alone. Let me feed your food alone right now. Okay? I'm going to give way in. I ain't going no further right now. I'm going, because you're under attack. Okay? And it ain't by me. Don't, I'm trying to help you through the attack. Okay? Amen. I'm telling you what I learned about these attacks, when these attacks occur. What you need, what you have, is what you've learned of God, what you've learned about God, and how God is say that the righteous run into it and is saved. And when you run into these situations, you can be saved because you have leaned on God, who is your strong tower. Deacon Mike.
I was waiting for you to take off a little more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for Apostle. And there's two words that stuck out to me. It was complaining and registering. You know, when you complain, you can't get nothing to register because you're too busy complaining. And when you're out there doing things, you know, and you complaining, and you're whining and you're complaining, how do you expect for things to come to you and register for you? Because of the fact you're out there blocking everything by the whining and the complaining. But we got to understand that we were talking about this last night, that when you're complaining and stuff, how do you get through? How do you get through to people who are complaining? You know, it came up as a good subject. But we have to learn how to get through a lot of things in life as a good Christian. We got to learn how to get through all of these things. We got to learn how to let God in and show us what to do. We got to learn to let him in. We got to learn how to see what's going on. And as she say about Nemoy, he listened to the word of God, so therefore he wasn't worried anymore. He didn't let anything stress because he listened to the word. Because that situation he was in is stressful. You know, when somebody say they're going to lock you up as their personal prisoner, that is stressful. You know, you've been acquitted, then all of a sudden somebody tell you they're locking you up as their personal prisoner. You know, we got a problem here. You know, as they say, as NASA say, Houston, we have a problem. You know, and you do have a problem there when somebody say that. Now, we can bring it up to the day when these judges give people abnormal sentences. Let's put it to you that way. Like the young man in California raped the girl, but he only get 3 months in jail and time served. Mm-hmm. And he was caught doing it. And all of this, he got eyewitnesses that he did it. And say he don't want to mess up the young man's life. What about that woman's life that he just messed up? You know, so we got to look at what's right and what's wrong here. And these days, we got to understand that God has a purpose for everything, but we got to understand we can't put ourselves in all these funky situations, you know, because a lot of times we do more damage to ourselves and we give the devil more credit than it's worth. Because we do it. It's our flesh that gets in the way and has us doing things. And then we want to blame the devil when it goes wrong. We the one stepped out in that mess, stepped in that deep doo-doo. We the one did it. Nobody else did it but us. We did it. So therefore, you know, as you say, you put the stink of sin and the stink of all this stuff on yourself. Now, why not try God to come up smelling like roses? Why not come out with God to put yourself in a great, great situation? Why not come to God to get your soul right? See, that's what it all comes down to. We out here doing all this other stuff willy-nilly. We need to get to God. We need to come forward to come to him. Now, if you want the true God to register in your mind, you need to get into your word. You need to listen to the word of God. I mean, really listen. You know, because some people listen, but they don't get nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Some people just go on one ear and come out the other and nothing stink and nothing stick because of the fact they don't want to hear the word of God. They don't want to hear what's right. See, some people just bad to the bone. They don't want to hear nothing right. They just go through motions. They might be going because a woman is there, or they might be going because a man is there. And see, and that's what's wrong with things today. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for our own soul and salvation. We're doing it because flesh is in the way. We're doing it because we got things in the way also. Some people don't go to church because they say they got to wash their car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've heard that excuse before. You know, so we got a lot of things that's in the way, you know, that people use as a distraction, but they use it not to come into the word of God. But here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, I tell you. It is awesome to be alive. To know that God is our strong tower. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. We would like to thank those in advance and those that are still doing. We thanking you all for showing support and your donations for Thanksgiving as well as the Christmas drive that we are doing. We thank in each and every person that find it in their heart, not robbery, to donate to someone that is less fortunate than they are. You can still send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Know that no donation is too small or too great. We really appreciate your donations. Till then, you be blessed. You have a glorious time in the Lord today, and know that God is your strong tower.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.